We're in Perek Zayin of Mesillas Yesharim. Today is December 17th. And we're in the paragraph that starts probably by you, Achaz Rizus, Achaz Chos HaMaisahu. We're discussing the second category when a person needs Rizus before he does something and he needs Rizus after he does something. We're by the words where it says, V'omar Shlomi HaMalach Alav HaShalom, where the Mesillas Yesharim quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Tes. What does the Ramchal bring from Shlomo HaMelech? Chazisa ish mahir b'malachtoi lifnei b'lachim yisyatzev b'al yisyatzev lifnei chashukim. When you see a man who is quick in his labor, know that he will stand before b'al yisyatzev lifnei chashukim. He will stand before lowly people. Says the Malbim, what does this mean? Chazisa ish mahir b'malachtoi ish shu uman godol. I'm now reading from the Perush, the Malbim, in the Sefer Yoshe Mesilo, he explains this pasuk. Ishu uman gadol, ash lefnei malachim yisatzev. A person who is an expert, up to the point where he will stand before kings, lasos meleches hamalachim, to do the work of kings. Baal yitzatzev lefnei chashukim, but he will not stand before the lowly people. Hagam shu maya b'malachta v'yeshu b'koichu lasos malacha. Even though he has the ability to do work for simple people, he won't do work. He only does the work for the king. Once a person is the architect, the carpenter for the king, he's not going to just go, make a shtender for somebody in his house. Who marshal? This is a marshal. El Ha'od Masher says the Malbo Masher Melachto Yibzeh Oylom Hu Meleches HaMelech HaGodol Lishmor Mishmartoi. A beautiful marshal, says the Malbo from Shlomo HaMelech, that a person has to realize that he does Melech HaShemayim. He is involved with Melech HaShemayim. Mitzvoysov V'Toyosov, the commandments of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, is Melech HaShemayim. Therefore, says the Malbim, a person shouldn't lower himself to do, I'll call the lowly work, not the mundane. Because I want to be clear, a person can go out to buy groceries and be involved with Melech HaShemayim. It's a very important point. A person, unfortunately, sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets to us and thinks, when am I a Ben Torah? When I sit in the base of Medrash. But when I go to the office, got to make money. Chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila. The Shulchan Aruch is for a Yid, for a Jew, every single second of the day, no matter if he's in the base of Medrash or if he's driving his car, or if he's in the store shopping, whatever it is, the Shulchan Aruch applies. So the starting point to realize here is that we're all involved with Melech HaShemayim. The work that we all do 24 hours a day. A person needs to take a nap. He's tired. He has to put his head down. He can't concentrate on his learning. He can't concentrate on his work, whatever it might be. He puts his head down, gets rejuvenated, and continues. It's not that he's putting his head down because he's lazy. Continues the Ramchal, V'chacham Zechron Levracha, Yichasu Loi HaShevach Hazeh, Al Shemir b'Melachas bin Beis Hamikdash bin Abayis. They praise Shlomo HaMelech that he was not lazy, but rather he was quick to build the Beis Hamikdash. Lo nisatzel ba la'acher o yisa, and he was not lazy to push it off, but rather he did it in the right time, very quickly. V'chein darshu al Moshe lo v'shalom al Shemir b'Melachas Hamishkan. The Moshe Beinu was quick to build the Melachas Hamishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan. The Ramchal tells us you find all the actions of tzaddikim's b'mehirus, to do the mitzvahs quickly. And as we were discussing, if a person waits, as a shiyoy, is a wait, he waits and keeps the door open, he invites the Yetzer Hara. And as we saw last week from Rabbi Yeruchim, in the name of the Ali Shor, he said, quoted Rabbi Yeruchim, that is a victory for the Yetzer Hara. The person will still do the act, but you know what? He let the Yetzer Hara in. So Ramchal is telling us that we see by the tzaddikim in Tanakh that when they did the mitzvahs, they did it b'mehirus, quickly. Avram Ksiv, it says by Avram, we all know, by Yimahir Avram, hello, El Sora, by Yoyim Mahari, two times Mahari. Avram, it says, he went quickly to the tent and he told Sora, quickly, let's make the food. I want to get back to this in a minute. Vayitain alanar, vayimayer. Rivka, vatamarik, vatar kado. Rivka had this on her shoulder and she gave the camels a drink. And gave Eliezer a drink. Vachain omru, vamidrish. Vatamara isha, by the mother of Shimshon. Welcome. By the mother of Shimshon, it says that she vatamara isha. Melamed shekoma same shel tzadikim b'mehirus. It comes to teach us all of the actions of tzadikim is b'mehirus, to do quickly. Because we have to realize we're involved in melecha shema. So the question was, what's the difference between mehirut and zrizut? So we're explaining that that zrizus and mehirus is synonymous. It's the same, yes. We're explaining now in shar zrizus to do things quickly. Asher lo yitnu hefsik zman we shouldn't give, the Ramchal is telling us, we shouldn't give a little Pesach, a so little time, from when we're about to do something, until we complete it. We have a mitzvah habol yontcha al tach mitzena. Mitzvah comes to your hands, don't spoil the moment, don't waste. I want to share with you two points. One is, if I'll ask you a question, I'll give you the answer also. In all the Sefer Bereishis, how many mitzvahs are there? Three. All of Sefer Bereishis, you have Tariq mitzvahs, of Tariq mitzvahs, you have three mitzvahs. Okay? You have Pruavu, you have Giranoshe, Mila, Giranoshe, three mitzvahs. Is that right? Says the Sefer Milo Satayra from the brother of the Gro, that all the parishes of the Torah are teaching us the mitzvahs. You want us to tayag mitzvahs? Okay, the 613? Okay, there are three in Sefer Bereishis. But throughout the parashiyos, they are teaching us mitzvahs. And we have an example of this right here. You want to learn how to do chesed? How do you do chesed? You look at the Oveis HaKadoshim. You look at the tzaddikim from Tanakh. That's how you do chesed. I want to share with you, I was once in someone's house, where I was a guest. My brother-in-law was making a simcha. I was a guest for Shabbos. Such a beautiful thing. You know what they had? They had a little box, a little container. Whatever you need in there. You need a little thread, needle. Before Shabbos, you know, Q-tips. Maybe you need the lint brush. You know, sometimes a safety pin. You come to the house, you go for Shabbos. Oh, I forgot this, right? Everything's in there. And I don't know how to sew. But besides for that, everything's there. The whole box, there's so many things I forgot was in the box. This is a beautiful thing. You know, the Oveis HaKadoshim are teaching us how do you do chesed. What does it mean how do you do chesed? We live in a generation where it used to be that someone would talk to people and say, oh, you know, can I help you with something? Yeah, fine. So you write down the information. Now it's a situation where you could talk to somebody face to face. I'm not here to blame anybody, you know, because I'm guilty of the same thing, it could be. Okay? I know the Mason Asma Rosha, I don't want to incriminate myself. But it could be that we live in a generation, we don't realize that when we talk to somebody, instead of taking the old-fashioned pen and paper out, or put it in your electronic pen and paper, we say to the person, email me. Email me. Now I want to ask, is that how Avraham Avinu would have done it? Would Avraham Avinu say, listen, oh, you need a chesed? Email me. Text me about it. Or would he have taken out his electronic device and wrote it down? Oh, you need something? Let me write it down. Well, why am I saying this? Because I think we don't realize sometimes, and I'm talking to myself here, that is this what Avram is teaching us? Avram is our father. Last name is Avinu, right? He's our father. So Avram Avinu is teaching us. How do you do chesed? Vatimahir, says the pasuk. Vayimar Avram ehoyhelo al sorah vayoymer mahari. Quickly, let's do it. Do it right away. So, I think we have to sometimes reprogram ourselves. Take out the new micro SD, put in a different one, and put in the Mesil Sesharim's way of doing chesed. Not telling the person, email me. Now listen, we know email me is, it's for his benefit because then we have it on your computer. So I'm not denying that. I'm saying in the mindset. It could be it's the best way for the chesed to get done by asking him to email me, to text me. I will tell you, I'm guilty of it also. Somebody will ask me to bring a safer, do something, bring him to the firm, right? So what will I say? I'll say to him, text me, remind me. Wait a minute. Let me take out my phone, set the alarm to bring something in. Who's doing the chesed? Am I doing the chesed? So why am I telling him to text me? I'm not saying I'm not going to do it again. But the mindset over here. The mindset. Why am I telling him to text me? I want to ask a question. If I would ask this person, do me this favor for me, and he knows I'm going to give $100,000 to his institution if he brings it in. Is he going to tell me to text him? Oh, by the way, send me a text to remind him. Oh, it's ridiculous. No one's going to do that. How valuable is the mitzvah? I would say it's a little more than $100,000, right? $100 million. I don't know $100 million. I don't know $100,000. Whatever it is. I'm sure it's more valuable than that. I know it is. That's the starting point. To value what a mitzvah is. This is chesed. This is daraisa. Valach v'drach, to go in the ways of Hashem. We don't realize many times how we get caught up in society. We use these terms. Yeah, email me, text me. It's taking away my mitzvah. That's not how to do the mitzvah properly. The Tere, Shahadam Asher, Tilahe, Tilhat, Navshay, Bavoidas, Bayroi, Vadai Shalay, Yisatzabasis, Mitzvaysov. Elet ye tnuosoi, kitnuas Aisha Mehira, a person. Shalay Yisatzabasis, Mitzvaysov, who is not lazy when it comes to do the mitzvahs. Elet ye tnuosoi, his movements, his actions. Is kitnuas Aisha Mehira, like a fire. That spreads. You hear sometimes, unfortunately, in California, they have a lot of wildfires. They spread. And you wonder, how come they can't put them out? They spread so fast. The dry, the heat over there. And things catch on fire. And you hear miles and miles of fire. He says, when we do mitzvahs, we should get our movements. He's going to get to a very famous yesod. One of the most famous Yisoidis of the Ramchal in the whole Sefer Mesiyas Hasharim we're coming to right now. And basically, the concept is that the Chitzoinis are Mo'ayre the Pnimius. These are the words that the Ramchal uses that we'll see soon in the next page. The Chitzoinis, the outward movements, is Mo'ayre, arouses the Pnimius, the inward action of a person. So when a person wants to get involved with something, should he walk to it slowly? Or should he get his energy, get involved with it? No, we always use the example. You know, Rabbi Michal said I should do it here also. I said with my younger Talmidim, I would take out some money and say, okay, fine. You know, like, whoever answers the question, I would open my wallet and then take out some money. You know, okay, you know, it happens to be this is a good day today, you know. So, hit the jackpot, you know. So, as soon as I would do this with Talmidim, the boy, right? Right away, they're perked up. They're listening. When I did it by the girls. They're not as interested in the money. It's interesting, right? You know. Yeah, I'll give that. I figure the same shot also, right? You know. So, but in all honesty, in all seriousness, this is how we have to approach. I once heard from Rav Meir Sharmik Shlita, his nephew from Chaim Pilsen Sharmik, himself. He says, at least let's approach a mitzvah the same nadrega that we do in Yoni Oyel Mazeh. At least the same madrega. Of course, we should do it more, but at least the same madrega. Right? When the person's running after a dollar, is he going to just go after it? Yeah, I'll get there, you know, it's at the right time. Or he's going to go after it, really go after it. It's so important. When a person plays a game of sports, whatever it is, he's going to take the guy like this. He's got one hand up, right? You know, is he going to hit the ball and jog to first base? I mean, you run it out. Excuse me for giving the example in the base manager. There was a professional ball player many years ago who hit a fly ball. And names are not necessary. I'm talking about the class. and hit a fly ball, and he put the bat down, and he started walking slowly. They caught it. The catcher in the opposing team said to him, "That's not how you play the game." He says, "You run it out." The ball player who hit the ball was fined by his team for not playing the game. You run out. What happens if they drop the ball? And he's already halfway in the dugout. Lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. The chitzonius, the arousement, to get involved with moving our body, excites the person and then the neshama as well. You know, it just dawned on me, maybe the shuckling gets the person involved as well. Shekemoisha Zrizus, he says further, Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkoit ad im kol kila adav lashlimoi, that a person will not rest until he finishes it lashlimoi completely, the mitzvah that he is involved with. V'omnam, he's banyanoid, contemplate the situation further. Shekemoisha Zrizus hu teiledes haislatus hapnimius, just like the Zrizus arouses and wakes up the inside of the person, Kain min hazrizus yivoled haislatus. From the Zrizus, he'll give birth to slatus. Not just to wake it up, it'll arouse even more and cause you more to go faster. The velocity is going more. Behind the kimisha margish atzmi b'maisei mitzvah kemo yishu memaher tenuoso yachitzoina. A person realizes he's involved with the mitzvah. He arouses a fire that burns inside of him. The desire, the rots and the will, is will get stronger. However, if a person will take his time whenever he has to do a mitzvah, go nice and slowly, he'll get to minyan, right? Like I once told you, I saw that person carrying the tefillin. It's like he was balancing it like you know, you balance one finger, you know, get there, it's no rush. It's important to have yeshiva das in life. I want to share with you a piece from your Baruchim, but I see that we're not going to have time for it today. So what I want to suggest, we'll make sure you come back tomorrow. I want to suggest that we'll continue going further, and then tomorrow, Bli Neder, we'll see this piece from Yibri Ochum on Islatus Pnimius, on an inner arousement. Says it's already known, we know this concept, we're about to discuss, that Hashem desires Shabar Yisbarach who chayfetz shemoi, who chayfetz halev, the desire of the heart, the shukas and the neshama. What does the neshama want? Umashi David Melech mishalel b'chelko yatoi v'oymer, David praises and says, Ka'ayil tarag alafiki mayim, kei nafshi tarag alecha elikim, soma nafshi lelikim. As a deer longs for springs of water, so my heart longs for you, Hashem. Samanashi lelekim, my soul thirsts for you, Hashem. When a person's thirsty, nothing stops. He wants that water. He's desiring to know more Torah. To know Hashem, to come close to Hashem. Nichsifa v'gam kol sonashi lechatzris Hashem. My soul thirsts for you, says David HaMelech. My flesh longs for you. Sorry, my soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. The Ramchal says, how about a person who is not holding by Madregas? We're not on David Melech's Madrega. But how do we get to know what is the top? What do we do? She is Darei's Birit Soinoi Kideshi Yimoshech Mizeh Shiti Volid Boy Hachemda Beteva. He should plant the seeds in his system to become quick to do mitzvahs. And what is it? These are the famous words, Ki atnua chitzoyna, but this will end for today. Atnua chitzoyna, mo'ayreres apnimius. Atnua chitzoyna, the quick movement, arousement of the person will arouse mo'ayreres apnimius, will wake up the person, the slumber, the sleeping person who is, neshama is sleeping, and they'll get him to be involved with the mitzvahs as well. Pick up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Thank you.